You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
So here, we have the choice as to how we're going to live. If we're going to live above and get to know Him better, and by that, start to truly understand the power that's exerted over believers, the resurrection power of life that is exerted over believers. See, when Jesus told us that these works that I do and greater works than these shall you do because I go to my Father, He's talking about when He goes to His Father, it's in the resurrection power that He goes to the Father, and that we are going to be able to do the greater works here on this earth in His name as a result of the resurrection power that's exerted over us as believers. We're not void of power, but we don't all know how to utilize that power yet. And then we do share in His sufferings. Why? Because there is persecution for the word's sake. There is persecution for the word's sake. Pastor Kurt was talking about on Sunday how even though there are people who want to share hope, there are other people who just bash those people. So if you start to say something and try to minister hope to someone, don't be surprised if they rear up against you and they attack. But that's a persecution for the word's sake. As to be continually transformed in spirit into His likeness. Do we want to be transformed into His likeness? Yes. To His death. In the hope that if possible, and it's possible, I may attain to the spiritual and moral resurrection that lifts me out from among the dead even while I'm in the body. See, there is the ability, you know, Paul got to such a place of intimacy with Jesus that he makes this statement. He said, I had this dream, or this man had this dream, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. It was so real to him to interact with Jesus that he didn't know if he was still in his body or not in his body. How does that happen? By having a relationship with Jesus so real that you know that He's more real than George is sitting here in front of you or Rose getting up and talking. He's more real. He's more real than the chair that you sit on. And Paul says, not that I have now attained this ideal or have already been made perfect, but I press on to lay hold of and grasp and make my own that for which Christ Jesus, the Messiah, has laid hold of me and made me His own. We're His own. And He called us and He created us for a purpose. And the first purpose is relationship. He wanted to have a family. He loves you. Amen? I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own yet, but one thing I do. It is my one aspiration. Listen, I'm excited about the time that we have. I mean, I apologize to y'all if you have hit that boredom stage or you have hit that stage where I really need to get out of the house. I haven't gotten there yet. So please bear with me if that's where you're at. But here's the thing. I personally have plenty of opportunity now. Well, I will, I believe, to have some extra time that I haven't had. And for me, One of my priorities is to get to spend more time with Jesus, not less. I'm not looking to fill that time up with other things to do. I'm looking to spend that more time getting greater revelation than I've had before. My one aspiration, and then forgetting those things that lie behind. It would behoove us to not sit there and think about everything that we don't get to do right now. Everything that, because listen, there are plenty of people who their vacations have gotten canceled, their cruises have gotten canceled, their international travel has got, a lot of things have happened, right? But see, if we don't focus on what we're lacking and we focus on what we gain, one, you'll have a better attitude through all of this, which means that with that better attitude, you'll be able to be a better influence. You know, it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond to what happens to you that matters. And so you can forget the things that lie behind and you can strain forward to what lies ahead. And a greater opportunity to have a deeper relationship with Jesus is available to every single one of us because we have more time. I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Upward. So let those of us who are spiritually mature and full grown have this mind and hold these convictions. And if in any respect you have a different attitude of mind, God will make that clear to you as well. Only let us hold true to what we have already attained and walk and order our lives by that. Listen, we're starting from a place, right? We all inside this room have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And for those of you who haven't, then you're watching by another media outlet, then what we're going to do is we're going to provide you that opportunity. But let's use where we are today to move forward. Let's not just stay stagnant for a long period of time. Let's start pressing forward. Let's start growing in our intimacy. Let's start spending more time with Jesus because he is the one true thing that is valuable. That relationship with him is the most important thing that we have. And in that relationship is where you'll start to learn how to flow in the resurrection power that's exerted over you. That's where we will learn what belongs to us, how to continue to advance in the kingdom, and how to share his love with others, especially in difficult times. Amen? Philippians 4:4. And again, we're in the Amplified. Philippians 4:4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. That's a great idea. Does it say sometimes? When you're in the mood. Do you know if you'll start rejoicing when you're not in the mood, you'll get in the mood? What is there to rejoice in the Lord about? Let's just be honest. Does anybody have any challenges going on right now? No, nobody? Just me? Okay, cool. So here's the thing, right? Everybody's got a challenge going on. Yours is different than mine. Mine's different than Rose's. Rose's is different than Shiloh's. We all have different challenges going on in life, right? But here's the one universal thing that is true among all of us. We have something we can rejoice in. We can rejoice in the joy of our salvation. We can rejoice in how good God has been to us. We can rejoice that God loved us so much that he sent Jesus to die for us. We can rejoice that all of the promises of God are yes and amen through the glory of God. We can rejoice that God does not want us to be afraid. We can rejoice because he's given us a promise saying we don't have to be afraid. We can rejoice because he has made us more than conquerors. We can rejoice because he's given us the promise promise that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We can rejoice because greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. We can rejoice because our King is alive. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God, a living King, who actually cares about everything that we're going through to the most minute detail, to the place where he knows how many hair are on your head. That's who we're talking about. So can we rejoice? Well, I don't feel like it. It doesn't matter about feelings. Here is where feelings don't matter. Feelings are great when they cooperate, right? We all like feelings. We like to feel happy. We like to feel whatever, right? There are certain feelings we enjoy. There are other feelings we could do without, right? But see, here's the thing. Is that if we're not moved by our feelings and we choose to rejoice in the Lord always, delight, gladden yourselves in him, it says, and again I say rejoice. We're being reminded. You remember what David said? He said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So here's the thing. David understood, I'm going to tell my soul what to do. My soul's not telling me what to do. I'm going to bless the Lord whether I feel like it or not. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God. And now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I receive you and I receive that I am cleansed and that I am clean and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to the message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. During these unusual times, Wednesday night services will be held live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to Real Life PSL and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Our Sunday services are being held here at the church as they always have been, as well as on YouTube. So, if you want to experience a live service in person, come on into our Sunday service. We would love to have you. Or, like we said, if you are more comfortable enjoying the Sunday service in real time on YouTube, simply go to reallifepsl.com and click on the Watch Live button. Either way, you will be fortified with the pure, rich Word of God equipped for today's life. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit.